Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road on a honey.
Adversaries Radio Show. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, so very much for tuning in. We are tonight live at a remote location, which you are invited to come and join us. We are at the watch party for Mike Miller's campaign, and we're waiting for Representative Miller. The candidate will be here shortly, but you can arrive at any time. Of course, the polls are going to close at 7 o'clock, and then we're going to start watching the TVs to see who's going to win tonight. All right, so we're here. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. Of course, you can also be listening to us on AM660TheAnswer.com. Your smart device, if you've downloaded, and it's still the free Answer Orlando app. And, of course, you can also be listening to us on your Alexa devices. We are not up on the Titan Cave cam, but I promise next time we do a remote, we will have a Facebook broadcast.
Exactly.
All right, so let me go down the row right now and introduce you to the folks who are at the table. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist Christopher Hart, and to my right is Corey Stevenson. She is with the Winter Park Republican Women's Federation. As a matter of fact, she is the president.
She is. She's the CEO.
President Stevenson, welcome to the show. Before you get that mic, there we go. Try it now.
Try it again.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Here I am.
All right. And we also have, of course, Randy Ross with us. It is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday.
We're excited to be here. Thank you so much. And thank you, U.S. Marine, for continuing to sponsor our show. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. And Kathy Santomassino is at the table right now.
Hello there.
All right. So we're here. And by the way, Joe Ferraro is on the Battle Bridge. We got Jeff Sinis on the Main Bridge. And if you'd like to give us a call, we are, of course, still live. And we'll patch the phone calls through. The number is still 407-774-8255. So once again, this is the brand spanking new Miller Ale House, and it's located at 1792 and Lee Road. Real easy to find, real easy to get to here, and it's going to be a whale of a party here tonight, I do believe.
I believe we're at the winning party. I believe we are at. I feel comfortable with this one. I do feel good about this one.
Yeah, there are a lot of people coming tonight.
Yeah, and Mike Miller, of course, is District 7, U.S. Congressional seat, and he's got two opponents, but this is not a situation where you have to have 50% plus one. This is the
whoever gets the most.
Whoever gets the most votes goes on to the general election, and it will be surely against Stephanie Murphy. Even though I didn't realize, but you know, she's got an opponent too.
She does, but I don't think that's
going to happen. No, I mean, it's not going anywhere.
I like the fact that Mike Miller throws left, votes right. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty cute. I think it's a pretty good idea.
It's clever.
It's clever.
I like
it's very
that one.
Clever.
Yeah, we are the recipients of a Mike Miller baseball card.
That's right.
Right. He did play. He was a pitcher, a southpaw, as we said. Pitched left-handed at the University of Florida. And now he's pitching for your votes. You still have until 7 o'clock tonight to vote. If you have not voted already, I did it first thing this morning.
Oh, so you're an Election Day voter.
I like to do it on Election Day, you know, sort of a traditional
thing. You get
thing.
Your sticker? And all the,
oh yeah, it's on. In the car. It's
well, you know, Corey and I have been up since 5 o'clock this morning. We've been at multiple events today. Just like, it's been a very interesting day.
It's been
all
long,
over the place.
Long, wonderful day, but I was after a long night of really just not being able to sleep, this anticipation.
Right.
Everybody around here who's involved in politics, we're just, I cannot sleep. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night. There's so much on the line.
There really is, well, especially the state of Florida.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of happy people. There's going to be a lot of disappointed people. Mm-hmm. But this is a primary, and I must remind you, after the primary, we got to focus and focus hard like a laser beam. Is that how Bill Clinton used to say it? We got to focus like a laser beam.
I'm not going to follow any advice that Bill Clinton gives me.
But because we only have 10 weeks from today. Is general election day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is huge, even though it's not a presidential year. This is, you know, you hear it over and over again. This is the biggest election ever. But as far as midterm elections go, this is a huge one if we want to stay on the track that we're on now.
And I think the early voting numbers are amazing. Mm-hmm. The number of people that have come out to early vote has beat 2014 and 2016 individually. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty impressive, actually, overall.
Indeed it is. The Florida reporting reported yesterday that well over a million people voted early. 1.9 million, as a matter of fact.
That's incredible.
And that's incredible. That's good news.
1.2 of that was by mail. And then the other 600,000-700,000 was, you know, libraries.
I did early voting, but, you know, I never trust my signature because, you know, over years it changes. So I usually surrender my absentee ballot, mm-hmm. and there I go and give it to them. But I did vote early. I did vote early.
You can deliver your absentee ballots. You do not. And by the way, if you still have one, you can deliver it to any of the polling places, or better yet, if you can get to the election supervisor's office. In Seminole County, it's up in Sanford, and in Orange County, it's down there on Gore Street?
Gore.
There, right.
Well, even if they've already filled it out, but they didn't feel like they did it right or their signature was wrong, they can actually go to their voting polling station, and they can surrender it there, and they can get a new ballot.
Yeah, so it's
good.
That's exactly what I do every time.
There's really...
We were with Adam Putnam sign-waving at Sand Lake Road. That was fantastic. It was amazing. It was great.
Oh, he's so down to earth.
What was the response you were getting?
Oh my gosh.
The hops.
We were doing this.
Great.
Well, everybody on the radio,
see.
So if you ever saw an 18-wheeler and you pull your hand up and down, you're like, they honk
the
at you.
The horn.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Then we left there, and then later in the day, we were supporting Rob Pinapinto as he was at a polling station. You know,
I went to Mike Miller's earlier at his polling station.
You beat me.
I won up on that one.
I just couldn't get there in time.
Well, y'all are going to be some tired puppies by the end of tonight.
Uh-huh.
Now, we anticipate some of these election results will come in fast, hot, and heavy.
Yes.
But some of the races may go deeper into the night.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we'll be here watching. I anticipate that we should know something pretty soon. in terms of District 7.
Yeah, I think we will.
And I do think it'll be good news for Mike Miller, and I think that'll be good news for Republicans because he is the man who can beat Stephanie Murphy and who can go to Washington, D.C. and get the job done.
And support the president's agenda for America, which is really what this is. For me, that's what's so important, is making sure we elect people that support the president. And I think Mike Miller has shown time and time again, and I think he's made it very clear in this campaign, he is the one person that supports the president, and I think that's what's important right now.
Oh, indeed it is. And Kathy, did you vote?
I voted. There was no one there.
Wow.
Is that right?
Where were you?
3 o'clock.
That's usually the dead time in the afternoon.
It was great. That was the fastest 2 minutes of my life.
Oh, I bet.
See, it's easy.
I'm not going to say anything about that. I'm not going to touch that one.
So, come on, Joe. You're not going to say anything.
Once again, we are here.
I so want to, but I so know
don't
better.
Don't dare. Okay, all right.
But like you.
Once again, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But like you, first thing in the morning, I was at the polls.
Oh, you voted today as well, Joe. Is that like a thing for you? You
do. Yes. As a matter of fact, I've always waited for Election Day because Election Day was always like a day of celebration.
Right. Yeah, and I think it should be a holiday.
I agree.
I don't understand it. People who have meetings on these days, like my husband has a board meeting right now, not with work, but with a volunteer.
Right.
And so many meetings are going on at night. I'm like, you need to encourage people to leave work, to leave wherever they're at, and go and vote.
Absolutely. I support that.
I even told my bank teller she needed to vote, and she didn't know today was the primary.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
And I said, you need to vote now. And it was at like 4 o'clock. And I said, you have till 7. Go out and vote.
These elections are important because a lot of the results that will come in tonight will be final. It's not a primary vote. Right. It's a final vote.
And I think that many elections, I mean, look, if we bring it local, there's only one that I think is a clear winner, and I think that's probably Mayor Jacobs that's going to win the school board chairman race. But everything else is up for grabs. I just don't know what to think. I really don't.
Okay. Well, think about coming over and joining us here at the Miller Ale House, 1792 and Lee Road.
It's a party,
and it's just getting started, so you got plenty of time to get here, and we're going to go on after the show is over at 7 o'clock. Of course, we'll still be here and watching the results and celebrating a victory, I do anticipate. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about another event coming up shortly.
Exciting. Very exciting.
And Corey is helping to organize it, and you're going to be invited to that, too. What we're going to do right now is go ahead and take a break. Once again, we're here live at the Miller Ale House. Beautiful place here, and great folks here. They're real accommodating. And the food smells great, too. But anyway, we'll be here. I hope you're going to come and join us. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show on the Trump 2020 Club Tuesday.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
I'm Mark Bird, and I'd love to be your District 2 Orange County Commissioner. I was born and raised in West Orange County and have operated my business here as well. During this campaign, I've been in our neighborhoods, our diners, and our churches, visiting old friends and making new ones. Although I'm a first-time candidate, I'm no novice to the issues that confront our community. I've been an advocate for this community, representing you before the County Commission and before our legislators both in Tallahassee and in Washington. I'm prepared to serve you on day one. I will serve with fresh eyes and fresh ideas. Visit us at votemarkbird.com. Thank you, and may God bless. I'm Mark Bird, and I approve this message.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Orange County is on the rise, and we have an opportunity to build an even better future for our families. I'm Rob Patapinto, a proud husband and father, community leader and businessman running to be your next mayor. We must come together to build a stronger and more diverse economy with better paying jobs and protect the safety of our neighborhoods by fighting violent crime. Join me, and together, we'll build an even better Orange County.
Rob Patapinto for Orange County Mayor.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
clearing up right now after the incident involving the semi-trucks and the man on the overpass. I-4 slowdown starting to pick up at Altamont Springs, and they continue through downtown Orlando and even past it. Don't clear up until after the attractions area right now. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear right now. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio Show. That's right, folks. We're in the eye of the tiger. It is Election Day. Once again, thanks for tuning in tonight. That's right. We're here. We're live at the Miller Ale House in Winter Park.
And how appropriate.
At 1792 and Lee Road. That's right, because we're here for the Mike Miller watch party.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit. Can we get his mic a little bit hotter there? We got Randy Ross at the table.
I mean, how appropriate.
We got Corey Stevenson at the table.
Hello.
And Kathy Santomassino.
How appropriate that we're at Miller's Ale House, and it's Mike Miller that's running for Congress. I think that's amazing. Thank you, Joe. I can hear myself now. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah,
you're amazing.
Oh, there we go.
All right. So we're here. Of course, we're going to be doing the broadcast until 7 o'clock. And we anticipate when the candidate gets here, we'll have him on the air.
Yeah, he's going to come in, I guess, and talk.
Yeah.
I guess Corey and I will have to move out of the way so the candidate can speak with you.
Yeah. But now on October the 5th, Corey, you guys got something big going on.
Oh, it's
going
to be fantastic. It's a Red Wave Cabernet sort of event for Republicans. And really just anyone who wants to come and meet a bunch of candidates from all around Florida.
Specifically on the conservative side.
Specifically.
Yeah, we're doing this at the Quantum Leap Winery, which is located near the intersection of 1792 and Virginia. But we're excited that the American Adversaries are one of our sole promotional partner in this process. And so
that's amazing.
I wish I could tell you who some of the already slated guests are going to be. But you can only assume they're in high places.
Yeah, this is going to be a big-time event, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to want to be there.
And it's very reasonable. It's only $25.
Yeah,
we really
want to make things
so
that
people, can go.
Want to come and can attend so where it's not a hardship for anybody, because we want people to get involved in politics. We want them to feel passionate about it and meet people so that they can put their voice out there. I mean, that's how I started 6 years ago. Somebody brought me to an event after I did some phone calls.
Look where you are.
Yeah, I mean, it just takes time.
You're on the radio.
Well, here I am.
And where can people get tickets?
Online. And
all we have to do is they have to go to the American Adversaries the Facebook page. We'll make sure that the link is over there and they can get the tickets that way.
All right. And once again, we're here live tonight. 407-774-8255 is the number. And we'll be going over a little bit of the news here in a moment. But, you know, this is, I think we're getting ready to ramp up this campaign because of the general election. I think we're probably going to see the president a number of times, probably right here in Central Florida.
No matter who the nominee
is. That's right. And, of course, he'll be stumping for Rick Scott, who no doubt, even though he has a Republican opponent, he's going to be the candidate for the senatorial election. He'll probably be campaigning for Mike Miller, I would anticipate,
events
where they'll all three be there and whoever the gubernatorial candidate happens to be. And by the way, there are also primaries going on in Arizona tonight.
Really?
And you have a very interesting race going on out there. Now, Doug Ducey, and he's the governor right now, and he has a challenger in his primary who shouldn't be difficult for him to defeat that challenger. And, of course, he has yet to name the replacement for John McCain. And also you have the race where Sheriff Joe Arpaio is running for the Senate seat against
Kelly Ward
and Sally. I'm sorry, it's her last name is Sally. And so that's going to be a very interesting race there to see how that turns out, with Joe Arpaio being a wild card in that race. He came in a little bit late. But that should be an interesting race to watch tonight, too. So not just what's going on here in Florida, but what's going on in Arizona. And they also have a runoff going on in Oklahoma. So it'll be interesting to see how those results go. But once again, it is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, and we'd like to encourage you to join the Trump 2020 Club. That way you get first dibs, first notice of all these great events.
All these amazing things, and it's so exciting. You know, we're over 7,100 members now on the Trump 2020 Club.
Let's keep pushing it.
You know, we're trying to get to 10,000 by the end of the year, you know. The exciting part is we're still the largest Trump Club in the state of Florida. I would argue we might be one of the largest in the country. I don't know. I don't even know of other Trump Clubs.
I was going to say, if you're one of the largest in the state of Florida.
Well, we're certainly the only one with a radio presence on a weekly basis. We appreciate that the American adversaries allow us, along with U.S. Marine and Sutherland Nissan, that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. With U.S. Marine presenting Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays, it really makes
I know something, a secret.
What's that?
But I'm going to tell it. I'm pretty sure. Well, I don't know if I can say this on the radio. But I'm pretty sure that the governor running for Senate might make a visit to one of his locations. I don't know. That could be, I don't know. It could possibly happen.
How about that?
It could possibly happen.
You think he'd be looking for one of those Titan trucks?
I know. He might.
to drive around in the campaign.
Who knows? It's a possibility. You didn't hear that from me because I'm not one to gossip.
You didn't gossip that to me earlier today. I can see Rick Scott in a pickup truck with his Navy baseball cap on.
I'd be so great with that. I love that.
Wouldn't it be amazing, though, if he did that?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. That would be cool.
One of our sponsors, I think that'd be great.
That's right. Absolutely. So anyway, if you'd like to join the Trump 2020 Club, it's easy to do. Just go to Facebook and Trump 2020 Club on Facebook and start following and become a member. So it's real easy to do.
I don't think anybody realizes because they're on radio. We're on radio. He's got a button-down shirt on tonight.
Yeah, how about that?
Actually, you're all dressed up. I mean, what is going on? Did you have a job interview before you came here?
I'm actually out in public, so I... they usually send me straight home after the show, so it's not a big deal if I'm wearing rags. But you actually have jeans that don't have holes in them either.
I know.
At least not where they're supposed to be. So, but anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight, and I hope you come out and join us as well. So, by the way, I just got this from Kurt Reed, and he says he has an absentee ballot, but he was told by the election office that he has to turn it into the main office, which is over there in downtown Orlando
on Gore. Right.
If you have time to get there and you still have an hour and a half.
That's probably true. At this point of the game,
just to be safe.
Maybe it's on election day.
Just to be safe.
Okay, because my daughter did it on Saturday, turned it in.
Right.
Wherever.
And by the way, you can, if you prefer, you can take your absentee ballot to your regular voting place and trade it for a regular ballot.
You can surrender it. I've done that many times because my signature gets. I mean, I can't even.
Right.
Right now, I don't know. I couldn't write anything.
Right.
My signature has changed so much.
Right. That's what I was saying. Like they can turn it into their regular.
You can surrender it.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You still have to fill out a new ballot that day.
Right. Right. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to take a break here in about a minute or so. But once again, just want to remind you, the Miller Ale House over here is a really great place, and it's really easy to find, 1792 and Lee Road.
And people really should come out. I mean, a lot of times in politics, people feel a little nervous, like, well, I don't know anybody there. It's a little, you know,
it's intimidating.
This is not intimidating. We're going to have so much fun.
Absolutely.
We really would love to get to know people in the community, have them come out, meet a bunch of people. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. And by the way, if
Corey is so nice compared to me.
We balance each other out, don't we?
Better watch out. By the way, Mike McBath, of course, would normally be here with us, especially at the Miller Ale House where they got a full bar. You know.
Right.
But he is in the Cayman Islands with his wife on a shopping spree.
He better bring us back a present.
I think she spends all the money. He makes it. She spends it.
Let's hope they don't bring him back in 1994.
That's right. But, of course, he'll be back with us next week. In the meantime, you are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We're winding up for the break, but we'll be coming back on the other side at the Miller Ale House. Come on down and join us for a lot of fun tonight.
FM 105.5 and AM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Governor Ricardo Rossello is raising Puerto Rico's official toll from Hurricane Maria from 64 deaths to 2,975 in response to a new government commission study finding deaths from the storm were severely undercounted. He's also creating a commission to implement recommendations in the new report and creating a registry of the people expected to be most vulnerable in a future storm, such as the elderly, bedridden, or kidney dialysis patients. The owner of a Texas company that makes untraceable 3D-printed guns says he's begun selling the blueprints through his website to anyone in the U.S. who wants to make one, despite a federal court order barring him from posting the plans online. Cody Wilson says he began selling the plans Tuesday morning, and he'll sell them for any price. On Wall Street, the Dow by 14 points, the NASDAQ rose 12, the S&P advanced 1. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
A woman in Port Orange was found dead last night, and police are searching for the person of interest in connection to her homicide. 32-year-old Michaela Kessler was found dead in a home she didn't live in. The person of interest has been identified as 37-year-old Thomas McMullen. He's 5 feet 11 inches tall, 180 pounds with hazel eyes and brown hair. If you have any information on McMullen, you're asked to call 911. It's election day in Central Florida. Voting polls will be open until 7 p.m. tonight. You can check out your polling station in your county's website. Remember that you can only vote at your polling place today, as the other precincts were only available for early voting. The Rays play the Braves tonight at 7:35, and as always, we'll have the action for you live right here, brought to you by Porky's Real Pit Barbecue and Hole-in-the-Wall Drywall Repair. Remember, you can catch your favorite Answer programming at theanswerorlando.com and the Answer app. Our high is 90, our low is 75, and rainy. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
in traffic? We've got the answer.
Clearing up right now after the incident involving the semi-trucks and the man on the overpass. I-4 slowdown starting to pick up at Altamont Springs, and they continue through downtown Orlando and even past it. Don't clear up until after the attractions area right now. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is fairly clear right now. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
There, Jeff. A little boogie with Stu going there. All right. I don't hear it anymore. Where's the song? All right. All right. Yeah, we got a party going over here in Winter Park, ladies and gentlemen. Come on out and join us. We are here. We are live. 407-774-8255 is the number. We are the American Adversaries Radio Show. I am Christopher Hart. Corey Stevenson, president of the Winter Park Republican Women's Federation, is still at this table, and Randy Ross is gone in to take care of business inside.
Yes.
And so, whoops, there you go. Now you know we're at a restaurant, right? Uh-huh. You hear the breaking glass. But come on out and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. They got the big screen TVs up. They even got this preseason football game going on at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday. It is. It's the Redskins and the Broncos, but they also have, of course, the election, local election coverage channels on, and that's what we'll be watching tonight as the results begin to come in at 7 o'clock. So shortly after 7 o'clock, because that's when the polls actually close.
Yeah, and the local races will come in pretty quickly, so we should know early on, but then the panhandle with the governor's race,
that's right, because
push it off an hour.
Right, because they're in a different time zone. Mm-hmm. So that means those results won't come in until starting at 8 o'clock, after 8 o'clock.
So don't panic out there when you think it should be happening, because they still have an hour.
Right, but the Orange County, Seminole County races, the U.S. House District 7, all of those results begin to come in shortly after 7 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that includes Mike Miller, and that's why we're here. And, Corey, you showed me a photograph of your yard and all the yard signs that you had out there.
Yeah.
But it caused something interesting to happen today you were talking about.
Yes. Well, first my husband was like, oh, my gosh, please, Corey, you put a little too many out there this morning. The neighbors are going to complain. I was like, it's only for one day. I'll take it out tonight. But I put an excessive amount out there, even with vote signs. And earlier this afternoon, one of my times when I happened to be home from sign waving, this woman rang my doorbell, and I answered, and she said, listen, I'm a neighbor, and I'm sorry. I hope this is okay to do, and I hope I don't seem crazy, but I saw all your signs here. I agree with all of them. I just need help with the judges. And I was like, this is the best thing ever. This actually works. Signs do work, because we do so much work all year long, real stuff. Working on legislation, but just to know the signs actually do work at one moment, it was so encouraging. Just for all the stuff that we do, it's like, oh, good, people are paying attention.
Well, she said something else too that was interesting, didn't she? Or was that someone else that said that they're coming out to vote?
Oh, well, she said that she thinks that the Republicans, they're not putting as many signs out because they've gone into hiding. But she said, but we're coming out in droves to vote. So it was just a really encouraging conversation.
Well, certainly a lot of people did vote early, and we'll begin to find out how those results are going to turn out, I should say. I think we have Alex. You want to come over here to the table? We have with us Alex Miller, right?
Alex Bolton, yep, absolutely.
And I'm sorry, Alex?
Bolton.
Alex Bolton. Yep. I'm sorry, Alex Mike Miller.
Got Miller on the brain.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Miller time.
Alex Miller, for all I care.
Alex Miller Bolton, yeah. Alex is Mike Miller's campaign manager. How are you guys feeling so far today?
You know what? I think we've been working hard for quite some time now. I think that, we're feeling good rolling into the morning. I know that the entire team was out all last night, all this morning, making sure that all the polling places were covered. We had sign waivers at virtually every location that we could. We're just excited. We've been working hard, and it's time to kind of reap the rewards and wait for the results.
Should you guys win tonight?
Yep.
first thing in the morning, it's general election time, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So Florida being one of the latest primaries, if not the latest primary in the country, you know, we're going full bore. You know, I think I'm going to call a staff meeting at, 7:30 in the morning, and we're going to organize ourselves. You know, I think we got a really strong candidate in Mike Miller, and I think that, he stands virtually the only chance of taking the seat back here in the 6th Congressional District.
Has there been any polling? I understand there's been somebody out there doing some polling. Have you seen it of a potential race between Mike and Stephanie Murphy?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that Stephanie Murphy has some inherent weaknesses, that we're for sure going to exploit, and we've seen evidence of that in the polling that we've been doing. I think that I reserve myself a little bit in telling exactly what the game plan will be, but I will tell you what, Stephanie Murphy is very vulnerable.
Let me ask the question. The Republican Party, we know, the Democratic Party has not been raising money very well at all, but the Republican Party has. Yeah. Do you anticipate them helping out?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this, the barometrics of this race down here is going to be a big one. It's one of the few pickup opportunities in the country. I think that, when we run this race as tight and as, close to the chest as we can, I think it will definitely draw the eyes of National Republican Congressional Committee, the RNC, and, some of our friends, that I haven't even thought of here right now.
And, of course, Florida is going to be big because you have the Senate race as well, which is a potential pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Republicans want to maintain the governor's mansion.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got the great opportunity to pick up a Senate seat here in Florida. Rick Scott has been a great governor. He's done awesome work. Rick Scott's a big fan of Mike, and that's we're blessed to have that relationship. He's going to hit the ground really hard, and I think that's going to kind of help out both whoever comes out of the governor's contest and Mike Miller in the general here. Republicans want to win. I think we're getting tired of winning, as the president has said, and I'm not getting tired of winning.
Not at all.
But I think that there's a lot of opportunity here, and I think a lot of that kind of stems from those statewide races above us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think that the Democrats they're hoping that we're just going to be so splintered because we fight so much beforehand. Republicans are very passionate, but they always forget that night, as soon as we find out who wins, we're all behind them. Yeah. It doesn't matter. We have to support the candidate, whoever comes out on top, because there's too much at stake.
Yeah. Go ahead. I was going to say, Republican primaries, they can get grueling. I know that this one has kind of drawn out just a little bit. And, what they are is an angry table discussion with a family.
It
at
is.
The end of it, the table is going to come together. The thing about Republicans is we love our country.
Absolutely.
And we believe that there's a certain vision and a certain, pathway to achieve that vision. And I think that we're all going to coalesce behind it. And we need to. So, if you need to talk to your friend that was solely bought into a candidate today that may not have made it through tonight, talk to your friend. Tell them how important it is that they get out there and they put the same effort forth.
Absolutely. Once again, we're here live in Winter Park. You're welcome to come and join us at the Miller Watch Party at the Miller Ale House. And it's going to be a great night. I do believe it's going to be a real fun night.
You know what? I have a good feeling in my gut. And I have, we have a great staff here on the Miller team. I'm so lucky to call everybody, a team, and we just love Mike. We're all here for the one reason, to get him into the United States Congress, because we think that he can do best. He throws left, but he votes right.
Yeah, who came up with that?
I think
I love that.
It was all Mike.
Right.
It was all Mike. That's
very, very good.
Yeah. Actually, some woman at one of the just doors that they were knocking on, she's like, oh, yeah, that he throws left, votes right, right? Yeah. I mean, they already know it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a congressman who I won't name today, but Mike gave him a call not too long ago, and he said, hey, this is Mike Miller, and the congressman said, Mike who? And he said, Mike Miller down here in Florida. And he said, oh, yeah, I got your baseball card on my desk.
That's
throws
so awesome.
Left, votes right.
And you know what?
Yeah.
They could use a good left-handed pitcher for those congressional baseball
games.
Oh, my
gosh, he talked about
right?
that.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's
absolutely.
Right.
The congressional
right.
baseball games, the Republicans, God bless them. We haven't been doing too well in the years past. And, I think – Congress is ready to draft a starting pitcher.
Mike's going
to
bring
Mike
it home.
Miller is that
the
starting
man.
Pitcher.
He's the man.
How's that?
And every team needs a good left-hander. Believe
yeah, absolutely,
you me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so once again, please get out and vote if you have not voted already in the primary, and make sure you do get out in 10 weeks, of course, and vote in the general election. And it just basically comes down to, this year it is pretty much a simple question. Do you like the course the country is on?
Yeah.
Would you like more of the same?
Yep.
Or do you want to go back the old way?
And I love that term, go back. That's exactly what a Nancy Pelosi speakership
would be. Feel
free
to use it in the campaign.
Yeah. And, you know, a Nancy Pelosi speakership would not be what the Democrats promise, which is, you know, progress or anything like that. In fact, it would bring us back, and it would do exactly that, just bring us back.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, the Democrat National Committee had their annual convention this past weekend.
This is the same committee that said that socialism is their future, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
if you
look at the platform that
if
they
that
have,
doesn't make you get up and go out and vote.
They want their platform includes repealing the tax cuts,
yep.
And making sure Obamacare stays or is re-implemented or to go back on what the president has been able to do.
Their platform and the platform of Stephanie Murphy is to kill jobs. They may not say it, and you know maybe that's not what they want to do, but that's what they will get.
That's
it'll
what
be
happens
with their platform.
Those are the repercussions.
Government is a hindrance. It's it's red tape, and small business owners are finally getting able to break through.
Yeah.
And they want that. They want to continue that. People want their raises. They want their bonuses. You know, they want to be able to have a relationship with their doctors. These are all things that the American people overwhelmingly want.
And I tell you what, even the younger Americans, who had only come of age really during the Obama years.
Oh, gosh,
and now
yes.
They're seeing the contrast. They're seeing the difference. It feels better when you got a little money in your pocket, a little mm-hmm. extra money at the end of the week.
Absolutely.
And a little bit more, positive outlook in life.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I think the Democrats fear the most.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that the more the Republicans in particular, the more President Trump and his policies, which are really dyed-in-the-wool Republican conservative policies, mm-hmm. the more those succeed, the less you're going to have of a Democratic dynasty ever existing again.
Absolutely.
And you'll have more of a walk-away movement growing amongst these younger people, mostly.
Yeah.
It'll be the younger Democrats or the younger millennials, the younger independents, the younger non-party affiliates who will turn toward the conservatives because they'll see the value in it.
Absolutely, 100%. You know, I think that, you know, when I graduated college, there were so many students that graduated with $30,000, $40,000 in student debt, you know, and they accrued that debt because they thought that they would get a job when they graduated. And you know what? It was either hard or impossible to find jobs. And, you wind up with these kids graduating now, they're rolling into some of the lowest employment rates in American history, which is just amazing.
Yeah.
Just great.
Absolutely. The room is beginning to fill up as people are beginning to arrive. And, of course, when the candidate gets here, we'll put him on here. By the way, I just got this from my co-host on Friday nights, Pierce Outlaw. He said it's resist first versus results.
Exactly. You know what? I love that. I might use that for the campaign as well.
All right. Feel free. Feel free.
This is full of ideas. I'm going to have to come back.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here. And of course, we anticipate being on the cutting edge of the Miller campaign and helping him win this congressional seat. Now, I'm not trying to jinx anything tonight, but I do think tonight is going to be a big night for Mike Miller. And it should be. And it'll be a big night for Central Florida. In the meantime, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation and hope to see you here. And we're going to have a lot of fun. And I hope you're here to join us. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Gina Perez Calhoun, and I'm the only constitutional conservative in the race for Orange County Commissioner for District 4. I am a small business owner, an Army wife, mom, and an attorney. I have lived, worked, and served our community since 2001, and in Orange County since 1994. I'm the only candidate who has pledged to place you, the people of Orange County, above politics and special interest. I am asking for your vote. God bless. Visit me at electginafl.com. I'm Gina Perez Calhoun, and I approve this message.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax and Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowdown's getting really heavy down in Lake Monroe, and that continues through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after the attractions area still. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till right after John Young Parkway. You also have slowdowns right around Gotha. 408 eastbound is getting more congested from I-4 all the way to the 408-417 exchange. Highway 50 right now is slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport till after the 441 and into Pine Hills. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right, we are here. I'm sorry, welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Speaking to the microphone, doofus. All right, we're here. We're live at the Miller Ale House in Winter Park, so come on out and join us. All right, once again, we're here, and it is election night.
We got shut down.
Once again, the polls.
Got shut down.
We got what now?
We got shut down. Joe shut us down.
Oh, you were talking while we were doing the radio show.
Yeah,
right
off.
All right, so come on out and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun here tonight. But it is serious business what we're doing. Of course, electing the leaders, and
we're at a winning. We're at a winning event tonight. I believe. I really do believe that.
No, that's right. That. Absolutely. Yeah. Of course, that's Randy Ross. He's back at the table with us now. It is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, and Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays are presented by Sutherland Nissan. That's OrlandoNissan.com. Sutherland Nissan, located at East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. And they have had a great sale going on. You know, it's the end of the summer. They got the model year switchover and everything going over there. Those Rogues they had for $7,000 off.
Did you see what he did the other day? He gave somebody like $1,000. They spun a wheel. I watched it. It was
a
Facebook
right?
Live. He gave, like, if you were sitting in his service area.
Right.
And he grabbed somebody out of there, and he goes, you're going to spin the wheel. And they got $1,000.
How about that?
I know. Cool. Why couldn't I own a Nissan?
Makes you want your car to break down.
I'm over that Buick.
That's it. But U.S. is a really great guy. It wasn't last Christmas season. He gave a couple.
Two cars.
To folks who needed automobiles
to get
to work.
That's wonderful.
And he is a great guy. And, of course, he sponsors the Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays. So when you head out
there. We've got to get him in here eventually, though.
Yeah.
Right?
We've got to
get him in here.
When you head out there, please introduce yourself and tell him the Titans of Talk Radio sent you out there to look at those beautiful Titan trucks. And they are awesome trucks. That's Sutherland Nissan, OrlandoNissan.com. By the way, there was other news breaking today. The military exercises in the Korean Peninsula are back on because Little Rocket Man was not moving fast enough for General Mattis, Mike Pompeo, and, of course, President Trump's liking.
And so they're beginning to ramp the pressure back up on the North Koreans.
That's not good.
Yeah, but that's what got results before. We'll see if it gets results this time around. And then this came out. This actually happened in testimony in front of Congress on Friday. The FBI, it turns out, relies heavily on media stories.
Oh, my.
You're kidding
to
me.
To launch investigations, in particular FISA court investigations. They rely on the media, which I guess helps us to understand how they could use media sources to back up a dossier that had no credibility at all. This is insanity. But let me tell you something. We have something to say about this. You know, we're the wild card in all of this. What I mean the voters. Mm-hmm. Because if we elect Republicans, if we keep Republicans in control of the House and add to the total in the Senate, that is going to send a heck of a strong message to both the deep state and other people in Washington, D.C., who are taking advantage of their position and making a mockery of the Constitution. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're exactly right. But I got to point out something more obvious. Joe, who's switching our show, he just ate lemons raw. And I eat lemons too. So I
didn't know you cooked them.
I'm Joe. You and I are on the same page. I know it's
good. So does Chris.
Kidding me.
I do indeed.
Back to your story, Chris. But I just want you to know that Joe, Chris, and I all eat lemons raw.
Oh, you wash them down with water.
Only if they're Meyer's lemons or something, right?
Exactly. With a little bit of salt, and there we go. But, you know, I saw you just eat them. Joe just ate them raw. But, you know, this is what happens in a live show.
You say raw. What, do you cook them?
No, I'm just saying, you know, you're right. You're right. Thank you. Back to you, Chris. Back to your story.
All right. So, as I was saying, the FBI is just looking worse and worse. But as I said, though, this is why elections are so very important. Mm-hmm. Because think if we had not elected President Trump.
Oh, my gosh. We would know any of this.
Nothing. No, we would not know any of it. It would be getting worse.
Worse. No, you're right. It would be taking more and more time to actually figure out the truth. I don't know if we ever would have done this without him.
No.
You know, without him spending the money he spent to actually run on his own and then all of a sudden end up being president, I just don't know.
And that's why it has become so personal with the deep state. And I mean by the deep state, I'm
That's because we're exposing them.
Exactly. And that's why they want to destroy him and the hopes of anybody else duplicating in any way what he has done.
Yeah, I think it's too late, though. I think it's too late.
I hope you're right.
I would argue that we've already gotten to that the other part of the stage, and it's now too late for them to go backwards.
I was going to withhold my judgment until after November's elections. But I think you're right. In many ways, there is no going back. The genie is out of the bottle.
I like that. Genie is out.
You know, Barbara
Eaton. I'm a genie in a bottle.
Here we go.
Barbara
here we go. It's happening.
All right.
He's dancing.
All right. Once again, we're all going to be dancing in a good mood here.
But you're right, Chris. You are exactly right. You are right.
But that's why I say it's so important for us to be involved in this process. You know, we can't have elected President Trump and then just leave him hanging there all by himself.
Right. You're exactly right.
You know, we got to get in there and we got to get him some support. And we got to be a part of this process.
Well, and for people to really be able to do that, you do have to get involved at the local level.
Yep.
And I didn't know, you know, 6 years ago how to do that at all. I was just passionate, and I was screaming on Facebook a lot. Very angry, very upset. Didn't know what to do.
You're right up in front, girl.
We're right up in front all the time. But no, it's
early. When did you hear?
Stop it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you have to have fun with this, too. It's a lot of work, but you just get involved at the local level, and everybody will just welcome you and help you along. It's such a rewarding thing to do.
That is Corey Stevenson, president of the Winter Park Republican Women Federation. And we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries after this short break. Once again, it is election day. If you haven't voted, well, you still got an hour. Please get out and do it.
Great, we have 1 hour.
And if you have voted, join us and watch the results come in. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries radio show live in Winter Park.
opinion. Passion. FM 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group.
It's 6 o'clock.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Puerto Rico's government finds nearly 3,000 people died as a result of Hurricane Maria, far more than the government's current tally.
Researchers with the Milken Institute School of Public Health at George Washington University headed to Puerto Rico in late February to do an independent review looking at deaths after Hurricane Maria. Their long-awaited study found an estimated 2,975 people died in the 6 months after Hurricane Maria as a result of the storm. Those findings contrast sharply with the official death toll of 64 and the government's interim estimate, which is about 1,400 deaths caused by the hurricane. There was a 22% overall increase in the number of deaths compared to previous years in the same time period. The risk of death was higher for those living in impoverished communities and for men older than 65. Jennifer King, Washington.
Consumer confidence is up. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has that story.
The Conference Board reports its Consumer Confidence Index rose this month to the highest level in nearly 18 years. Confidence on the part of consumers in their ability to get a job and confidence in the overall economy are seen as important indicators of how freely they will spend money in the coming months. So when confidence is up, it bodes well for the overall economy.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 133.4 in August. That's up from a reading 127.9 in July. It was the highest consumer confidence reading since October 2000. President Trump accused Google and other high-tech companies of stifling conservative viewpoints, and he warned those companies should watch out.
Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're really treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. It's not fair to large portions of the population.
Facebook and Twitter have been under attack by conservative groups for allegedly taking down content sympathetic to conservative causes while promoting liberal ideology. On Wall Street, the Dow by 14 points, the NASDAQ rose 12, the S&P advanced 1, oil down to $68.53 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Answer traffic now.
A woman in Port Orange was found dead last night, and police are searching for the person of interest in connection to her homicide. 32-year-old Michaela Kessler was found dead in a home she didn't live in. The person of interest has been identified as 37-year-old Thomas McMullen. He's 5 feet 11 inches tall, 180 pounds with hazel eyes and brown hair. If you have any information on McMullen, you're asked to call 911. It's election day in Central Florida. Voting polls will be open until 7 p.m. tonight. You can check out your polling station in your county's website. Remember that you can only vote at your polling place today, as the other precincts were only available for early voting. The Rays play the Braves tonight at 7:35, and as always, we'll have the action for you live right here, brought to you by Porky's Real Pit Barbecue and Hole-in-the-Wall Drywall Repair. Remember, you can catch your favorite Answer programming at theanswerorlando.com and the Answer app. Our high is 90, our low is 75, and rainy. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceanic Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises. Give a
us call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
I'm Mike Miller, and I approve this message.
Scott Sturgill was a Democrat. He still acts like one. Sturgill proposed amnesty for illegals.
Yeah, did they come here illegally? Yes. Yeah, but should we hold that against them? No.
Sturgill backed Obamacare expansion.
Are you referring to the Medicaid expansion? Yes, we should. Yeah, I was actually technically registered as a Democrat. Registered as a Democrat.
Scott Sturgill, once a Democrat, still a liberal.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowdown's getting really heavy down in Lake Monroe, and that continues through downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after the attractions area still. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till right after John Young Parkway. You also have slowdowns right around Gotha. 408 eastbound is getting more congested from I-4 all the way to the 408-417 exchange. Highway 50 right now is slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport till after the 441 and into Pine Hills. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, the answer. AccuWeather forecast.
Tonight, patchy clouds, quite humid at the low, 75. Humid till tomorrow with intervals of clouds and sun. A shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon of the high 90. Tomorrow night, considerable cloudiness with a low of 75. On Thursday, humid with variable cloudiness, a shower or thunderstorm around in the afternoon and a high of 90. And a Friday, some sun, then turning cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm around and a high of 89. I'm Gregory Patrick, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit up right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir ourselves, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. We're live, the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We really do appreciate it. I am Christopher Hart. At the table with me today, once again, is Corey Stevenson, Hello. President of the Winter Park Republican Women Federated.
Hello.
And we also have Kathy Santomassino.
Hello.
Randy Ross is floating around like a butterfly, stinging like a bee.
Aww.
And taking pictures left and right. I am Christopher Hart, and we also have at the table with us right now Jesse Phillips, and he is a Seminole County committeeman. Jesse, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. Happy GOP and primary day to everybody.
Absolutely. And you still got about, 50 minutes to get out and vote. At least get in line. As long as you're in line by 7 o'clock, they'll still let you vote and get your voice heard out there. And the room is beginning to fill up for sure now, and we anticipate the candidate arriving shortly. We also have the candidate for U.S. House District 9, Republican candidate Wayne Liebnitsky. And he's going to join us at the table here shortly. He ran unopposed, or he's running unopposed in the primary. So he will be the opponent of either Alan Grayson or Darren Soto.
You're
right. But I'm actually hoping Alan Grayson pulls this thing out tonight.
So we got
congressional races, of course, that are being decided tonight, the primaries, and other races as well. And in Seminole County, you got some pretty big decisions being made up there as well, don't you, Jesse?
Absolutely. We got our commission. We got some school board races to decide. So, yeah, a lot of important things on the ballot.
And judges, of course, as well. Yeah. And now those races in Seminole County are partisan races, are they not?
Some of them are. The commission is partisan. The school board is nonpartisan.
Okay.
So it's kind of a mix.
And, Kathy, you live up in Seminole County, don't you? Kathy, she's already into party mode here.
What did I do now?
I said you live in Seminole County, right?
I do.
Yeah, you get out and voted.
Altamont Springs.
Yep. And so we want everybody to get out and vote. And how are you feeling about the turnout? Have you been watching any of the numbers up there in Seminole County?
Yeah, turnout's good. You know, ever since Trump was elected, we kept hearing about this blue wave that was going to come, which appears at this point to be more a figment of the Democrat imagination. I mean, honestly, I actually looked at how many people have switched parties, how many new voters there are, and, I mean, it's going to be less than 1% of a change in the electorate is all we've seen. I mean, there's no blue wave.
No.
It's not happening.
Yeah, I've called it a ripple than a wave.
A
blue trickle.
If there's going to be anything. But, you know, this Central Florida area, once again, it's a barometer in a way for the whole nation,
yes.
Is it not? Because of the diverse population we have here, the diverse economy that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the I-4 corridor carries, as that goes, so goes Florida in bigger elections.
Oh, absolutely.
And, of course, we have, go ahead.
No, there's no more important piece of political real estate in the country than Orange and Seminole counties.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're right here on the front lines of the political battle. And, you know, we have a big Republican governor's primary going on tonight as well. The Democrats primary battle going on as well. It's been pretty bitter between Gwen Graham, who has been the front runner, and I do predict Gwen Graham will be the Democrat nominee tonight. And on the Republican side, it's a toss-up. And, of course, there can only be one winner. And after tonight, it's full bore to the general election.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of you folks in our audience is split. And so some of you are going to be happy tonight with a gubernatorial choice. Some of you are not going to be happy. But we all just have to get over it and get on to winning the mansion in the general election in
the
fall.
It's the most important part of what, I mean, we have to work together. And we're all very passionate about the candidates that we choose beforehand, but you know, whenever we get the one who actually wins tonight, we have to get behind them. Otherwise, we're just going to lose everything. There's too much at stake. So, you know, take a few days, brush yourself off. The winners, the friends, don't shove it in their faces. Just let it go. Be nice. And then, you know, then everybody will get on board.
Well, you know, we did this when President Trump became the candidate for the Republican Party.
Yes.
Because that was a pretty bitter primary battle. It wasn't him one-on-one. It was him one on 16 mm-hmm. or 17. And,
mm-hmm.
and so, but at the end of the day, people had their eye on the prize. They had their, you know, they were focused on the bigger picture, and that's all what we need to do.
Second place is last. It doesn't matter. Second place is last. We have to focus on it.
Right. Jesse.
Well, and you can't overstate the importance of this governor's race as it pertains to the next presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is
going to
be a huge sweepstakes tonight, see which party ultimately in November takes the governor's mansion. I mean, that's going to have implications on 2020.
Absolutely, and because, you know, the census is done in every 10 years in 2020, and whoever controls the governor's mansion has a big say in the reapportionment process, redrawing the congressional districts for both state and federal offices. So this is a big deal, and, you know, it's always a big deal when we get to express our voice in the political process and vote. And I see Randy Ross has brought to the table another guest, and she's worn her Make America Great Again hat. I was thinking about wearing mine, but I didn't want some 9-year-old kid run up and yank it off my head. But Patty Taylor, and she is the president of the Orlando Republican Women Federated.
Yay,
so we got Winter Park and Orlando. Patty,
yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You're going to have to get a little closer to the microphone.
Thank you very much.
And and by the way, both of you are organizing, and when I say both of you, I mean Patty and Corey are organizing the October 5th event.
Yes.
And what's it called again? The
Red Wave Cabernet.
The Red Wave. There you go.
Fun.
Right? Yeah, Philly. Jesse. This event is open to the public, but you have to get a ticket.
Yes.
And they're, what would you say,
$25? Yeah, they're only $25.
And it
is going to be fabulous. Fabulous. So much fun.
And we're
going to
do a live, we plan on doing a live remote broadcast there. And this is going to be to rally people to get ready to vote in the general election.
Absolutely.
And, of course, that will be on November the 6th. And the location for this is right in downtown Orlando, practically, right?
Quantum Leap Winery, yes.
And that is where?
On Wilfred Road on
1792
in
Virginia.
Oh, yeah. 1792.
Exactly.
That's where it's at.
That's exactly where it's at.
There you go. And we're getting a lot of help here at the table. We usually need a lot of help, so that's not unusual. But, by the way, we're here. We're live tonight. And you can come out and join us, or you can join us by telephone. 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll be back in the Relax and Comfort studio tomorrow. And don't forget, this is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, presented by Sutherland Nissan. But it's going to be an exciting night. And as I said, there's going to be both winners and losers. And probably most of you out there are going to have a little bit of each, you know, if you voted.
Sure.
Some of your folks are going to have won. Some of you, some of them have not, are not going to. And also, of course, we have the big race for Orange County Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Got the big race for Orange County School Board. And then in the fall, you got the big race for Orange County Sheriff. So these, you know, these are big elections. I know it's not a presidential year, but these are crucial and key positions in our local government. And these people will be making decisions that will definitely affect
us. It affects us so much.
Every day of our lives. Absolutely. Jesse, what made you want to become a committee man? And what does it real quick? What does a committee man do? Please describe that.
It's a great question. When I find out, I'll tell you what a committee man does.
Everything.
Yes, everything. You know, I look at it as it's my job to help elect Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
It's a party position. There's a state executive committee that kind of controls like who elects the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. So there's some party business, but locally it's rallying the troops around our Republican candidates, you know, and that's my passion. That's why I got involved in politics. Conservative guy. There's only one party that I'm home in, and that's the party I'm currently fighting for to elect some common sense conservatives at our local level of government. Because I grew up in the D.C. area, and everything was national up there. We moved to Florida about 16, 18 years ago. And I had a fresh appreciation for the importance of local politics. And the decision made in City Hall is much more important even than, I think, a lot of what goes on in D.C.
And for people's day-to-day lives.
That's what people are deciding today is, you know, how their local government is going to function for them. And there's nothing more important than that.
Right. What you get in Washington, D.C. is you get the big decisions, and they come like spits and spurts, right?
Yeah.
But what you get in local government is a lot of other decisions that are made constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And can have a big effect on our lives. Is that why you got involved in Patty?
Oh, absolutely. Because the local candidates here, we're thank you. I'm not getting close to the microphone. The community that we have here is so important, and it affects everybody, our schools, our streets, our transportation, our businesses. So it's so important to get the most conservative Republicans in there to be able to run that efficiently.
And, of course, the event coming up on the 5th is just there are going to be a lot of events coming up between now and Election Day in November. And
ours is going to be pretty good, though.
Ours is going to be awesome.
It's just going to be the best.
Yeah,
it really is.
We want you to get out and participate.
We're going to make parties great again.
There you go. All right, in the meantime, our party's kicking off and getting into full gear here now. And we're going to take a break and come back. Once again, we're at the Miller Ale House in Winter Park at the intersection of 1792 and Lee Road. We'd love to have you come out and join us for the Mike Miller Watch Party. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lance, candidate for Orange County Commission District 3. Orange County's growth is at an all-time high. Jobs are at an all-time high. Tourism is at record levels. But challenges and hurdles lie ahead. Now is the time more than ever to have a qualified businessman to help lead Orange County to even greater things in the next decade for us, our children, and grandchildren. I would appreciate your support. Please find me at BobbyLance.com. I am Bobby Lance, candidate for Orange County Commission District 3, and I approve this message.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Anticipation. Sing if you'd like. All right, anticipation, that's right. We're in anticipation mode here, and a little over an hour, the first results should start coming in for Orange and Seminole County and these local elections here. And then a little after 8 o'clock, we'll get the statewide elections for the Senate candidates and the gubernatorial candidates. Randy Ross has come back and joined us once again at the table, along with
Corey Stevenson.
And Patty Taylor.
Yes.
And you guys,
I love these ladies.
We love you too, Randy.
Yes.
And Trump 2020.
They actually are that kind of like, let me tell you what I've learned about. During the 2016 campaign, this isn't recent, the women in Orange County truly, and I would imagine in all elections,
okay. All right. Go ahead.
They really run the process. They really do run the show because they're so efficient in their processes. I've been to all their meetings, and they run them like clockwork. So I'm excited to be working with them on the October, they're the benefactor of the October 5th event that we're doing. We're underwriting it. Cummins Security Systems is underwriting it. But we're excited to be working with them because they're just so much fun to work with because they really do get out there and get people out to vote. They know how to excite people, and that is important.
If there are ladies out there that would like to join in either Seminole or Orange County, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to our websites, and then, you know, that's when they can get to know us after that. I get a lot of emails from women after they go to our website. Probably mine is WPRWF.com, so Winter Park Republican Women Federated. And Patty, yours is?
ORWF.org, so it's ORF.org, Orlando Republican Women Federated.
And we started working together back in January. I had known Randy, but not well. And he was having some sort of volunteer thing at the
Orlando. We were doing something at the Mission.
Yeah, at the Mission.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, I just want to do something at Christmas for somebody else. And so
and actually,
I asked
Chris,
if I could
it was
come.
You that created that opportunity.
Oh, really?
Well, it
yeah.
was the station
oh.
that we were working with, yeah. the Orlando Rescue Mission, and a fundraising drive. Great
yeah.
folks
so
over there.
We had a really nice chat that day, and I talked about how I'd really love to get all these women's clubs together and work together because we're all so separate. Doing things, the same similar things in our areas, but we don't really know each other. I said, you know, there's this new president, Patty Taylor. I've got to introduce you. She has the same exact feeling. So he got us together. We started working together, all three of us. Since January now,
yes.
we've worked really closely. We've become great close friends. But we've done a lot of things that have never been done before, and working together with women's clubs, this hasn't been done like this before. So,
no, and it's actually
excited.
Scary for people, but
it is a little.
But
scary
together,
for people.
We accomplish
we are
everything,
all united.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I can already attest that they can throw a heck of a party because they, yeah. remember the hobnob over
yes.
Dubstred?
Yes.
That was
yes.
that was
that
their
was
event.
Us.
That was
yeah.
their barbecue. Great job,
Catherine. Summer barbecue.
That's right, and so. Once again, October 5th. Circle that date on your calendar.
It's
we'll
going to be an amazing event.
About it.
Really can't tell
will.
You who's coming, but we have some pretty high-profile people coming.
Yeah, yeah. And just imagine the elections. I mean, once we get through this primary and then begin to look toward the fall, the general election, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this, as I said, the country is going to be spending a lot of time, the media is going to be spending a lot of time here in Orlando, in Florida, watching these races.
That's because the I-4 corridor is so critical. Mm-hmm. And how important now that we pay attention to it as we move towards 2018, but more importantly, 2020.
Absolutely.
That's key.
Right. See, this year is to solidify the gains that we have,
yes.
right.
and lay the groundwork for bigger ones in 2020
mm-hmm.
when we reelect
Absolutely.
The president mm-hmm. and add to his team in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, you know, we're on a roll. And now that we're winning, it feels pretty good.
It feels great. I love winning.
I know. I'm not tired of it at all.
Me neither.
Not yet. Me neither. I'm almost tired, but I'm not tired.
No, you're not really.
No.
It never gets old.
Well, never gets old.
There are going to be some tired people after tonight
it
because
will, yes.
this has been a hard fought primary. And so, once again, we don't want any hard feelings out there. It's been a hard fought primary.
No, I mean, tomorrow we all have to wake up and be on the same team, whatever
exactly.
team it is.
Yes.
Whatever
Absolutely.
Team it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. So, once again. All right, we got Alfred on the line. Hey, Alfred, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Good evening to everyone.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm still thinking about what is the party doing to attract the Hispanic vote. You know, I've been on this for 2 years, talking to you about it. What are they doing, the party and all those that are with you there, to get the Hispanic vote, especially the Puerto Rican vote?
Randy, can we answer that?
Talk about the parade.
I think that you got to remember that we started initially with the Puerto Rican parade, but more importantly, we started this a long time ago when the whole issue of the catastrophe that actually it's so funny that a year ago today we launched I-4 for Texas. It wasn't
wow.
3 weeks after that we launched I-4 for Florida, and after that it was I-4 for Puerto Rico.
Right.
So we've been on this for a year now, making sure that the party pays attention, because it was led by Trump people, let's be honest,
right.
Pays attention to the Hispanic votes. It's so critical as we move forward. It's vital to the future of Central
Very
Florida.
Very important. Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
And those are voters that the Republican Party naturally
you know, what you know, they would naturally gravitate toward.
One of the things I learned in this process was how closely mirrored the Hispanic community was to the conservative values of the party.
All right. Okay, we have to take a break. Thank you, Alfred, for the phone call. We really appreciate you being out there. We do have to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Wayne Leibnitzky sit down and talk with us a while.
I don't think you butchered his name.
Well, I'll get it right. Sir.
Wayne Levinsky. Levinsky.
Anyway, he'll be sitting down with us, and he's going to be running in a district heavily populated by Hispanic voters.
Yes.
And, you know, let's hope that he wins that district.
He's running for U.S. House District 9. So, once again, you're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We are at the Mike Miller Watch Party in Winter Park and would love for you to come out and join us. And, of course, when we wrap up the show here at 7 o'clock, that's about the time that the results should begin to come in. We'll be right back with more of the show.
FM 105.5 and AM 605.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Puerto Rico's governor raised the U.S. territory's official death toll from Hurricane Maria from 64 to 2,975 on Tuesday, after an independent study found that the number of people who succumbed in the desperate sweltering aftermath had been severely undercounted. The new estimate of nearly 3,000 dead in the 6 months after Maria devastated the island in September 2017 and knocked out the entire electrical grid was made by researchers with the Milken Institute of School of Public Health at George Washington University. President Trump on Tuesday accused Google and other U.S. tech companies of rigging search results about him so that almost all stories and the news is bad. A top advisor said the White House is taking a look at whether Google should face federal regulation. Google pushed back sharply, saying Trump's claim simply wasn't so. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping?
Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
I am Gina Perez Calhoun, and I'm the only constitutional conservative in the race for Orange County Commissioner for District 4. I am a small business owner, an Army wife, mom, and an attorney. I have lived, worked, and served our community since 2001, and in Orange County since 1994. I'm the only candidate who has pledged to place you, the people of Orange County, above politics and special interest. I am asking for your vote. God bless. Visit me at electginafl.com. I'm Gina Perez Calhoun, and I approve this message.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499, jerrysmb.com. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800
800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. DinoRentosStudios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Back from the dressing room to restretch their tights. Here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Thanks so very much for tuning in. That's right, we're here live tonight in Winter Park at the watch party for Mike Miller. And I am Christopher Hart. Once again, we have Kathy Santomassimo and Randy Ross. They're around here somewhere already in party mode, I think. But joining me at the table right now is a man who has already wrapped up the Republican nomination for U.S. House District 9. Welcome to the show, Wayne Liebnitsky.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. It's a great night tonight, isn't it?
It absolutely
exciting.
Is.
I can celebrate our victory without waiting until 7 o'clock, eh?
And Wayne is in a District 9 down there, which includes parts of Osceola and Polk County, right?
All of Osceola.
All of
eastern
Osceola.
Part of Orange, eastern part of Polk.
Oh, so three counties.
Oh, yes. It's been. I put a lot of miles on that vehicle, I can tell you that.
And I guess you will be between now and November the 6th.
Yeah, it's exciting. It really is. Running a campaign is you get to meet a lot of folks, usually having the same issues that are going on. But essentially, these are homegrown folks that just want an equal representation. That's all.
And go ahead. And you're a local businessman.
Yes, sir.
And you've been in business how long?
Oh, gosh. Let me see. I retired in 2004 in engineering.
And you were in the military.
I was in the military. I'm a vet with a voice. That's our tagline. We represent people that, that's what a service person does. They represent people that can't represent or can't defend themselves. And that's what we've got going on now between the seniors and the disabled vets and even the service members. Because, when you're in the service, you're not allowed to say anything. You just kind of go along with the program.
Right.
Well, I have a daughter. It's a major in the Air Force.
Is that right?
Yeah, son-in-law up there. And we just went up there and pinned on her clusters.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank
congratulations.
You. Well, that's why I'm not wearing a pin-up shirt anymore because all the buttons keep falling off, it's kind of fun. It's exciting. And the fact is, what we got going on here is so exciting, with the conservative movement. It really is. We've got to keep it going. I've been on stage in forums with my opponents. The three of us have been up there. And what they want to do is they want to raise taxes. When it gets down to it, all the minutiae, all the spinning around and all the I this and I that. And that's, I was in the Navy. We said that a lot. But,
sure.
There's no I in team, and we need a team up there. That's what has to happen. So if anybody takes anything away from this election, you got to remember revoking the tax cuts is raising the taxes, and that's just not going to happen when I'm up there.
And Wayne, what's your website? People can help you out.
It's WayneForUSCongress.com. A little bit about me on there. You certainly can donate because the money that's being spent is absolutely incredible over this race. I look and I say they're spending $2 million on a primary.
And by the way, the primary opponents are Darren Soto, who holds the seat, and Alan Grayson, who used to hold the seat.
That's correct.
So you got a favorite?
Oh, do I have a favorite? Well, I've already debated Darren last time. I think it's time for Alan to step up. And, I want to talk to Al.
All right. All right. Well, listen, I see that the candidate is here for our watch party, so I want to invite him over to the table. So we'll corral Mike Miller and get him over to the table here in just a moment. Once again, we're at the Mike Miller watch party in Winter Park at Miller's Ale House, 1792 and Lee Road. And we anticipate this to be, we're going to have a good team here of candidates.
Absolutely.
With Wayne and Mike, I believe.
What's a coincidence? He's left-handed, I'm left-handed. So we both vote right and
is
throw
that right?
Left. Yeah, I saw his card there. I'm like, well, I'm left-handed, too. I throw left, and I vote right. So, by God, that's pretty damn good, isn't it?
All right. Absolutely. And this is going to be an exciting race. And once again, that's Wayne for Congress?
Wayne for U.S. Congress.
Wayne for U.S. Now, you spell four out?
Four, yes. Wayne for U.S. Congress. It'll get there. And you'll be able to read about me. And like I said, there is a donation page. But more importantly, there's a volunteer page. You can sign up. whether you need signs, whatever the case may be. We need to move the needle forward. That's what we need to do.
Okay. All right. And once again, Mike Miller has arrived, and as soon as we can get him through the crowd and over here to the table, we'll sit him down and talk with him for a little while. Yeah. I think he's heading this way now. So, Wayne, thanks again. Hey, we're going to be talking with you a lot more.
Thank you very
much. We're going to be talking with Wayne a lot more. That's another race down there that we would like to take the seat back. So, once again, we're here live, and you can come and join us. And don't forget, the polls close at 7 o'clock, so you still have time to get out and vote if you have not already. And so please do that. Hey, Mike, how you doing tonight? All right, good to see you. Good to see you again. Why don't you take this microphone here and that pair of headphones? You don't really need your headphones right now. But anyway, well, how are you feeling?
You know what they say. It's game day.
It's game time.
It's game
That's
day.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's great. I think I couldn't be happier. So far, the day has been, you know, the weather was a little bit rough there for a couple hours. But first thing in the morning, 7 o'clock, I was, you know, it's wonderful to see people that are proud to serve, I mean, proud to vote, proud to come out, proud to, you know, I got a lot of thumbs ups, a lot of waves. A lot of people were really excited. And it felt good. I mean, we went all over Orange County, Seminole County, and all throughout the day. There was, you know, pretty consistent flow. I mean, obviously, before people go to work, it's a little heavier, lunchtime.
Right. Sure.
But even in the middle of the day, there were people coming up. And the good thing for me was I had the chance to speak to voters as they were walking up. Had real good conversations, just kind of clarifying if they had any last-second questions. And that's why you do that. That's why you spend the hours in the sun.
All right. And what was the overriding concern? Was there an overriding concern of voters that, as you've run this primary?
No. It wasn't. Well, you know, concern is a tough word. It was you know, people really like the direction of the country, and they want to see it going that direction, and they want to see it keep going. And so I think what we saw today, or I saw today, was that first wave of people saying, you know what? Let's not take this for granted. If we have an opportunity to keep this momentum, we better take our civic duty seriously. Come out, vote for those people that believe that our government's doing the right things. And if we can continue the momentum with 4% growth, full employment, you know, strengthening our border and strengthening our military. If those things are the priorities of our country, which I believe they are, you'll see it in the ballot.
And by the way, I'm not trying to jinx you, but I got a good feeling about this tonight. And so
yeah, it's not over yet.
It's not a knock on wood that everything is going to turn out all right. But are you ready for the fight going into the fall?
Well, let me address what you just said. Everybody who ran in this election, not only for Congress, but all the way up and down the ballot, I got to give them credit. You know, I've had the good grace to be in public service now for two terms, for 4 years, and you don't take that for granted either. And when you run for public office, as I see everybody out today working so hard, that's a true blessing to be in America. If I win tonight, which, again, I'm not taking for granted, if I win tonight, that's why I want to be in public service. I want to fight for those folks that want to have a job, that want to raise their kids in a productive society, that want to be able to go to a good college, that want to be able to get a home and a job and things that they really – that's the American dream. And that's why I decided to run for office, and that's why I'm going to fight hard, in not only today, but in November.
Yeah, Mike Miller is the man. What's your website, Mike?
MillerForFlorida.com, spelled out F-O-R, MillerForFlorida.com. And, yeah, please go to my website, because not only can you help me if you want to contribute to the campaign, but you can also read about my positions. You can see my family. I'm very blessed. I have a wonderful family. They've been very supportive. They'll be here tonight. And very excited about tonight. And really, actually, I should say also, really excited you guys took the time to come out here. I know the weather was rough. You had to get set up in an outdoor environment, but you made lemonade out of lemons.
Well, I tell you, the great folks at Salem Media Group, they make it so easy for me. I just have to come in, sit down, and start running my mouth. I mean, it's about all there is to it to me. But Joe Ferrero and the guys back, Jeff Sinis and all the guys,
thank you,
they really work hard to make all of this possible. And we intend to work hard to make your election happen, because this is, once again, this is a crucial time in our American history. I mean, in a way, this is really exciting.
Yeah, well, no,
to
it's,
be
it's
involved
exciting.
In politics at this time in American history, don't you think?
There's no question. It's not to get too silly on you, but this is what it is. When the founding fathers created this beautiful country, they wanted people to get up and fight for what they believe in. They wanted the states to compete. We've talked about that in shows when I've been on in the past, and I think one of the states that's doing it best is the state of Florida, and that's why it gives me so much energy, because I know if I can go to D.C. and we have somebody like Governor Scott, we'll hopefully be Senator Scott at that point, and we can look across the rotunda and say, you know what, listen, we do it right in Florida. We balance the budget. We cut taxes. We cut regulation. We create an environment where people want to move here. That's why there's 200,000 people moving to Florida every year. You know, why can't they do that in D.C.?
You know, as you were just saying that, I was thinking, you know how there's that old saying, as California goes, so goes the nation?
Yeah.
Why don't we make it as Florida goes,
I think
so goes the nation?
You are onto something right now. Yes,
because it was Florida was the first big domino to fall on election night in 2016.
Correct.
If you remember.
Correct. Oh, yeah.
And then the others began to fall afterwards. Yeah. And I tell you what, when we were doing the show that night, man, we saw Florida go for Trump. We knew it was going to be a big night.
That thing they run on the internet sometimes where they show the states going one by one by one,
right,
and you can see the Democrats go, what? Oh, and then Florida was just like that, you know, punching right in the jaw. You know,
it was
a great night. And listen, I think we're going to have a wonderful 2018 midterm, and then God bless, we hold Florida as a Republican state, and we get a Republican president back in the White House. I think if we can get Trump back in 2020. Who knows? We can have an extended streak of great economic growth and prosperity. That's what we want.
And that's one reason why this is such an exciting time in politics, because of the opportunities we have for the nation. And I know there are a lot of people out there who are still smarting from 2016, but as the nation prospers, as the nation grows in stature in the world, even bigger than it already is, and better things happen, more and more people are going to come on board. It's just going to be a natural process.
Listen, we are the shining city on the hill, and if we do well, everybody in the world will do well.
So exactly.
It starts because we have a free and open elections. It happens because we honor the individual rather than the collective. We honor the individual rights to protect yourself, to do the things you want to do with freedom, as long as you're not harming another person.
Right.
And that's what makes America so special, and we are inspiring people all over the world, and that's what I'm going to fight for in Congress.
Yep. And by the way, this is a big race. This race is going to get a lot of attention down
here.
I know you are aware of that. And so it's the primary, in a way, is a warm-up for the bigger, you know, fight ahead.
Well, and this is that, again, we talked about this, about, you know, it's when you're in a primary and you're fighting with other folks who we collectively believe basically the same things. We're all fighting for a better America.
And that's usually why it gets so bitter, because you're trying to distinguish yourself,
yes,
right?
It's a little tougher, but I can tell you the conversation that we had and the conversation that we had on your show several times was, you know, primaries, make sure, is my heart there? Am I really going to fight for this? If I'm away from my family and I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm fighting and screaming, and do I really believe it in my heart? And that's why I think primaries are so important, because they distill. But the other great thing for me was going and visiting people in their homes and talking about what they care about really gets you to understand your community. So I'm confident now that I can go and I can say I know the people I represent, and I know I can fight for them, and I will do what's right.
You continue. Do you plan to continue the same type of campaign?
I think one of the things that's been so good for me is getting out and being with folks, not only Republicans. Now we're in a general election, and I don't know if you realize, but 30% of this district, CD7, is independents. So that is where you're going to have to really communicate, because they're probably looking at issues slightly differently. You know, we're proud Republicans and we stick together.
Right.
But when you're an independent, and this is my belief, independents, while they may struggle with the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, they still believe in basic American values. And they still believe in those things that I believe we most closely align with as Republicans. And so I will do my level best to go to as many independents, as many folks as I can, to say, listen to what I have to say, process it, and I believe you'll agree with me.
And, of course, you have a good economy going right now, and the kitchen table issues seem to favor the Republicans. You plan to run hard on those things?
I do. I think 4% growth is, you know what? Let's make that the
bottom line,
yeah,
right?
Right. We suffered
it shouldn't
through,
be the goal. That should be the minimum.
We suffered through 8 years of 1% growth. I mean, and you know what that was? That was because of government regulation.
Exactly.
That was because every time somebody wanted to start a business, they had to jump through so many hoops. God knows how many people just said, forget it, I'm not going to start that business.
Right.
I think now we're looking at people, I mean, just driving over here tonight, I was listening to something on the radio. They were saying that people were, in one of the hottest days in New York City this year, people were rushing down to go shop at Macy's and go to the stores.
Right.
And it's because they feel good about themselves. They feel
sure.
I think the consumer confidence is the highest it's been in 18 years. That should be where we start, and we should keep doing that. And that's, again, why I'm running for Congress. Why should we not expect that? And why should we not reward the individual who wants to start a business or be a part of a business or even grow a business as large as Apple? Why should we not reward that behavior? Because that's what really gets everybody everybody in a better position, and we're watching it.
And, of course, we always like to get the full picture. What's the world going to be like if the Republicans don't maintain control of the House?
Well, there goes the tax cuts. That's the first thing they've got on their agenda.
It is.
And then, and then the second thing is, for me, what concerns me is not only do we lose the tax cuts, but then we have Nancy Pelosi saying, "Hey, why did we roll back regulation? Let's get all those things back online. And by the way, let's make them a little harder. We shouldn't have done it that way. We should make it harder." And I know why they're doing it. They think they're for the greater good. But the greater good, Americans know what Americans want. Our country to be safe. They want our country to be. We're not trying to pollute our country. We're not trying to do things that are detrimental to our society. No, we do not want that to happen. And I think that what happens with a Pelosi run government.
Absolutely, absolutely. Not only that, but the Democrats had their national convention this past weekend. And their platform included repealing the tax cuts, ensuring Obamacare stays in place.
Oh, of course, Obamacare.
And
yeah,
then they had a litany of things, of investigations that they intend to have.
Oh, gosh, we can only talk about... See, that's one thing. Thank you for reminding me, Chris. The subpoena power that the Congress has, well, you talk about mucking things up. We're already having so much dysfunction in Washington, and here's Trump coming along trying to clear out some of the clutter and get through the swamp. You want to just layer on another layer of muck? Watch that subpoena power when the Democrats start coming after every little nook and cranny that they think is something going on,
right.
Which 99.9% of the time it's wrong.
Right.
But that just stops everybody.
It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. They just want a reason to investigate, reason to slow Trump down, if not stop him dead in his tracks.
It is obstructionist behavior, and it's detrimental to every person in our society.
Absolutely. Once again, we're here with Mike Miller at Mike's Watch Party at the Ale House Pub in Winter Park. You're welcome to come on over and join us for the fun. We anticipate it'd be a great night for Mike and a great fall run into the election. And we need to get this man elected into that U.S. House.
Yeah, thank you.
And he would be a great representative for Central Florida, an absolutely fantastic representative. And I see Randy is pointing at us here.
Hey, how are you?
We have a supporter here.
Who is this now?
This is Cree.
I'm sorry.
Cree.
Well, thanks for coming tonight. Why'd you come out here tonight?
Well, I want Mike Miller to win, and I wanted to be here when he won.
Well, thank you, Cree. I'm going to give her a big hug.
All right. You guys aren't related in any way, are you?
No.
Well, we're Republicans, that's for sure.
That's right.
That's right. Well, how do you feel about this election, Cree?
I'm excited, and I think, there's been a lot of excitement going around and people working hard, and Mike's been really working, and his wonderful campaign manager, Brittany, is very enthusiastic, and she's just charged a lot of people up. And he's the best man for the job. You compare the models, and he's the best.
Yeah, not only amongst the Republican candidates, and, I'm not trying to disparage them. I'm just saying Mike is the best of those. But also, when it comes to the general election, obviously, he's the best man for the job.
Right.
Stephanie Murphy now is going to attract a lot of attention from the Democrats as well.
Yeah.
So we got a big fight on our hands, but those are the best ones to be involved in at the end of the day, right, Mike? You were pitching, you wanted to always pitch for the big games.
Oh, sure.
Right?
I mean, I wanted to be in those SEC games where you're playing, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee. And by the way, that's one of the cool things about being in the Florida House is I get to wear that jersey again. I'm representing the state of Florida, and if I get to do that in Congress, it's even cooler.
Do you plan on pitching in the congressional baseball games up there?
I can still tell you. I got to get a little bit better shape, but yeah, I won't. Last year, by the way, they lost 21-5 to the Democrats.
They need some pitching.
I won't give up 21 runs, that's for sure.
All right, that's Mike Miller, whose campaign slogan is, among other things, he throws left but votes right.
That's correct.
And that's Miller for Congress.
Miller for Florida, all spelled out, F-O-R, MillerForFlorida.com. And again, I've been blessed to have a wonderful campaign team. Cree just mentioned Brittany Korfman has been fantastic and wonderful friend of mine for years. And that's why we win. It's, we talk about policy and we talk about things that we care about as Republicans, but you have to get to the doors. You have to create the momentum. And I've had a wonderful staff, a wonderful young lady, especially in Brittany, who has created that momentum. That is what what makes a win. You can say a lot of good things, but if you don't have anybody listening, you're not going to win. So she did a really wonderful job. Thanks for pointing that out.
Sure.
Do you plan on debating Stephanie Murphy? Are the arrangements already being made?
Well, I think that's in play right now. Obviously, you cannot put the cart before the horse. I think I would really enjoy the opportunity to have a discussion with her about some of the things, because again, that's why elections are so important. If you can do it with respect and you can say to the person across the way, I believe in this, you believe in that, and we can have a informed conversation, I know that people in CD7 are going to believe in me.
All right. Mike Miller is the man, and once again, this is going to be it's going to be fast these next 10 weeks. It's going to be exciting. The main thing is you got to get out and vote. Right, Cree?
Right. Yes.
Cree is inspiring me tonight, because I tell you what, I know that she's looking at me saying, come on, Miller, you got to get going. So I see it in your eyes.
We'll all get going.
Well, you got a lot of friends and supporters here, I see, and you say your family's on the way down here tonight.
Our son just started at Valencia, and so I'm very proud of that. I think Valencia is what a wonderful opportunity here in Central Florida. We have one of the best state colleges in Florida, and our daughter's just started back at Winter Park, so she's hustling. So they're getting their homework done, and I told them, get your homework done and get up here, and we'll have a fun time together. So, and my wife Nora, she'll be here. You haven't had a chance to meet her yet, but a true blessing in my life. 22 years of marriage, two beautiful kids, very patient as we went to the state house, and hopefully we get to the Congress. You can't do it without a strong support staff.
And Mike's done a great job in the Florida House, and once again, he's the man to take Florida and the way we do politics to Washington, D.C., and kind of help clean some of that swamp out up there. And so please support Mike. And I don't want to be jumping the gun, Annie, but, you know, what would you say to Republicans tomorrow who didn't vote for you tonight?
I say it again, one of the biggest things we have to do is we have to keep the momentum going. And if a Republican can win back Congressional District 7, and hopefully that would be me, we can say to not only our constituents, and we were divided in a Republican primary, we can say together, listen, guys, we're going in the right direction. Our country's going in the right direction, and let's do that together. If we stay divided, there's no way we beat Stephanie, because like you've mentioned before, she'll have money. She's been in Congress, so the Nancy's going to want to keep her there. And then you're also going to have the conversation with, if Republicans stay divided, does that linger into the next presidential election? We cannot have that happen. We have got to unify and fight, because every day we let any animosity seep in, we won't have enough energy and enough momentum to get over the hump.
Do you anticipate the president spending some time here in Central Florida on your behalf, on Wayne Liebnitsky's behalf, of course, Rick Scott's behalf?
And there's my daughter, Katie, by the way. Hi, Katie.
Oh, hey, Katie. Come on over here.
Katie, come say hi real quick.
Say hello to our listeners.
That's my daughter, Katie. She's just finishing her homework, and thank you, Chris, for giving her a shot.
She looks like she's having fun.
Oh, yeah, she's a delightful young lady. Yeah. So I'm sorry, we got sidetracked, because when she walked in, you were asking me a question.
And I forgot what it was, too.
Yeah, shoot, that's my fault. I saw my daughter, I got excited.
Well, that's cool. It's all about family at the end of the day, and I know you're a great family man. I know you're a great religious man as well.
Yeah, I think one of the things, again, it's been a blessing, especially since I've lost both my parents in the last year.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
And I lost my mom in June, and so now I go to Mass, and I basically talk to them. Obviously I've had a strong upbringing. My parents were both raised me in a Catholic house, and I go to the little Catholic church right down the street from my house. And it's been tough the last year not having them as counsel in terms of, just, am I doing the right thing? And when I go to church and I talk to God and I talk to my parents, I am reassured that I'm on the right path.
Will you join the conservative caucus if you become a member, or you want to maybe wait and see?
That's another one of those things. I got to win tonight, and then I got to get into this general election. I got to start having a conversation about issues. I know one of the members is a local member, Dan Webster, and Dan Webster's a legend in Florida.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
The man turned our Florida House into a Republican House. God bless him for all the hard work he's done on the state level, and now he's been a wonderful congressperson. So So it's worth having a conversation, and I think that'll evolve as we get into the general election.
Speaking of Dan, do you anticipate perhaps doing the same as he, and that is giving some of his budget back to the government?
Yeah, I think that's very responsible, and I applaud him for that. You know, the way that the government works now is you get an allocation of funds, and you run your office, and that's how you pay your staff and all the overhead and everything else. And so Dan does just like a good Republican should. He runs a lean, mean congressional office. He gets his work done. He gets his constituent service done. He pays a fair wage, and then whatever he has left, he returns to the taxpayer. That's a wonderful way to operate as a congressional office.
Absolutely, absolutely. And once again, we're speaking with Mike Miller, and we're at his watch party tonight. And shortly, the results will begin to come in.
Yeah, we're getting on it now. I think polls close at 7, and then you may have talked about this earlier in the show, and I know we've talked about it in our previous shows that a lot of people early vote now. A lot of people vote absentee, and I think you're gonna have a sizable percentage of the electorate already voted, and so there won't be as much counting going on in the back room.
Well, I know I voted for you because I'm in your district in the state house.
Very much appreciate
and
that.
Of course, I'm in your district for this house race, and you got my vote. I voted early this morning.
Thank you.
So you got my support, and I know it's tough. I know it's tough when you're up there in the halls of Congress making votes that sometimes you don't want to vote a certain way, but you have to for certain reasons. But you have been a staunch conservative, and you've done the right things, and you've voted your conscience, and what more can we ask for a man, right?
Listen, I tell you what it comes down to. I voted to uphold my oath to defend the Constitution. And if you really sit there, and I tell you, when I got to the state house and I put my right hand up and the Chief Justice said, repeat after me, the words that came to my mind, and they still do every day, is an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the state of Florida and the United States. And that's not hard to do. If you read it and you think about it and you understand the underlying values of individual freedom, it's natural.
That's a perfect place to leave it. Mike Miller, good luck to you. I do believe it's going to
thank
be a great
you. Yeah,
night.
Appreciate
and
you being
I look
here
forward
tonight.
To having you on the show a lot more and let's win this seat back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
God
you very
bless
much.
You, man, and God bless your family.
Thank you.
God you bless you folks out there for listening. You've been listening to the radio show here at the Mike Miller Watch Party. Still time to come on out and join us for the fun. It's going to be a big night. Thanks for tuning in. Night, everybody.
Opinion. Passion. FM. 105.5. AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem.